Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Let's get it. All football, all the time.
You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a 5-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. The big news in the NFL this morning is the announcement by Tom Brady that he is indeed retiring from the NFL. Obviously, last year he announced he was going to retire, came back, played another year. He says this one's for good. Of course, I think it's fair to be somewhat skeptical, but you watch the video, you consider how last year went. I do think there's a good chance that this is probably the end of Tom Brady's career. And what you'll hear a lot today is what you heard a lot last time he retired. He's the best quarterback of all time. There's no debate about it. He has 7 Super Bowls. No quarterback will ever win 7 Super Bowls again. I think the chances are extremely unlikely. Even Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, like all-time great talents, only have one. And Mahomes could end up with more than one, obviously. He could win one in 2 weeks. But it would be surprising if Mahomes got to 7. And when you think about Tom Brady's career, just the ability to do it year after year, the consistency, it wasn't so much that he was the most talented athlete or anything like that. He was just incredibly consistent, incredibly clutch, incredibly smart. So he's the best quarterback ever. I don't think, 7 minutes of this pod explaining to you why he's great is needed. Everybody knows why he's the best quarterback of all time. But for me, the biggest takeaway from him retiring is it's a sadness because I think he should keep playing. I know that this season did not go the way he wanted it, obviously. You watch the Tampa Bay offense, they were terrible. Tom Brady, he might be cooked. Like, he might not be the player. He clearly isn't the player he used to be, but he might not be a good NFL quarterback anymore. There's that chance when you look at how it went in the playoffs, how he looked in the pocket, the way he clearly wanted to avoid being hit, the way they had to get rid of the ball quickly to make sure he didn't get hit. There are clear flaws in Tom Brady's game. But I also know that Tom Brady was in a bad situation this year. Tom Brady did not have a good coaching staff around him. And the number one thing in the NFL, the number one rule that makes a quarterback great is having a great coaching staff around him. It's impossible for a quarterback to be great if he's not surrounded by great coaches. And so when I look at Tom Brady's time in Tampa, the last year, I believe that situation was not a good one. I don't think any quarterback would have been great in that situation. So with that being said, I think that Tom Brady could play another year and have success. You look at some of these other possibilities that would be out there. Potentially San Francisco goes and plays with Kyle Shanahan. I think Josh McDaniels as a head coach is a bit of a disaster, but him and Tom Brady have had a ton of success together. Davante Adams is there. Waller is there. There's talent there for sure. Josh Jacobs could be back, so he would step into a better situation there. The New York Jets, again, defensive head coach, which I'm not in love with, but they do have a great defense. They have talented receivers. Hackett, we'll see, but has proven that he can be a quality offensive coordinator as opposed to a quality head coach. But I think that when you look at Tom Brady's career, it's not like he only ever played for the Patriots. It's not like he's retiring only ever played in one uniform. He's already burst that bubble. That Band-Aid's pulled off. He's played for two teams. So at this point, there's, from the legacy perspective, 1 year in his hometown of San Francisco, or 1 year with a great franchise like the Raiders, 1 year playing for the city of New York, I think would have been a really cool way to extend his career. He already did the unretiring thing. He already has had a down year. I think that, look, could he go to one of these teams and have things not work out? Sure, anything's possible, but he'd be stepping into way better situations. And the chances Tom Brady ends his career with the Super Bowl are slim. It's incredibly hard to do. But if he goes to San Francisco, he ends it more competitive. If he plays for the Jets, he plays in the same division as the Patriots, I think he has a chance to be competitive there. The Raiders, again, I'm skeptical about Josh McDaniels, but that duo just worked when they were in New England and they have talent. So he could be competitive there. Tough divisions, but he could be competitive, right? So I look at Brady's decision to step away, and I'm sure there's personal factors involved. One thing that's been talked about a lot is, you know, him coming back cost him his marriage. I don't like to go down that path. We don't know any of the personal details of what really happened and all those things. But he has played a year longer than winning the Super Bowl. Like, you've already come back. You've already made the decision to do the unretiring thing. So I just think for Brady, as much as I understand him wanting to retire, he probably wants to go make $30 million a year calling games instead of playing in them. I think there's still a good quarterback to be had there with Tom Brady. I still think he could be a great quarterback in the right situation. I think his career could end on a much higher note than it has right now in Tampa. I think playing for the Niners would be cool. I think, again, seeing him with the Jets, the Raiders, these are all awesome situations. There are other options too. The Saints, there's not a ton of it's not a cool thing to go play for the Saints. He has no tie there, but they have a good defense, all those things. So I just think it would be cool if he kept playing. I think that the idea that he's cooked, I don't think is completely true. Again, I have some belief he might be, but I think with the right head coach, things could really turn around for Tom Brady. And it's just sad to see him go out like this. It's, maybe this is just what happens with all the great athletes. You think about Jordan and Washington, right? Like, all these great athletes, sometimes, their careers don't end the way you want them to. And maybe I'm chasing something that's not there to be had with Brady. Maybe it's just always going to end like this, whether it's with the Niners, the Raiders, the Jets, whoever. Maybe this is just how it's meant to go, how he's meant to go out and how it ends for great athletes. But I also know that there are better opportunities than the one in Tampa, and chances that he could have to end his career on a high note. And if I was Brady, I'd give it one more shot. So obviously an amazing career, goes down as the best ever. He's earned the right to decide to do whatever he wants to do. But while a lot of people have sadness that he's retiring, and his career is over, my sadness is similar to that, but in a way, I'm sad he's decided to do it now and not going to give it another chance, because I would have liked to see him play one more year with a better supporting cast, a better head coach, and give it another chance to come out and really end on a high note. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.